It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you guys. Hello, Cedar Falls. Here comes Blue Demon Nation as the A-train's about to depart from the Albia High School. That's where we find ourselves here on this Saturday morning. That is the semi-final rounds of the 2014 Iowa High School playoffs. We're on our way to thanks, Joe. Rebranded the KIC Thunderdome, and Cedar Falls awaits Blue Demon Nation. And guys, Dan Stocker, Big T, and Big C here with me as we're going to talk with our head coach, Coach Jerry Staton. But Dan, I'll tell you what a quick week, because what a quick and long week. A quick week to prepare for a really good team, but a long week as a broadcaster and a fan waiting to watch this team take the field again.
Everybody you talk to in town is just really excited about this game, going back to the Dome for the second year in a row. Couldn't get here quick enough for people. They're making their plans. They're figuring out where they want to be and what they want to do. And very much excited, Christian.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't wait to go out there to the Unidome tonight. I know last year our fans were all out there excited, ready to go, and they're cheering on their boys. And I feel the same thing going on out there tonight, Big T.
Talking to the guys this week, you know, it just seems like they've, you know, they're pretty loose and but very businesslike too. You know, I mean, it was last year it was our first trip. You know, this year a lot of the guys have been there before, and you know, they're just excited to go play, and I'm excited to go watch them.
I can't wait. I know the fans can't wait. It's going to be televised, but of course, what you'll want to do is turn down that television radio or television volume and turn on KIIC. We'll have the delay figured out to make the broadcast seem seamless. But Dan, one of the things that last year that Albia had to contend with was not only a really good walk-on team, but the enormous crowd that was very, very loud at the Unidome.
Yeah, you watch the games the last few days on TV, and you see nice crowds. But we had, you know, at times, I would say some of these crowds this last few days, twice the many people there. You know, from a 2A school, that's impressive. What you don't realize is how loud it gets in that dome with that roof over the top, and it really keeps all the sound down there and really on top of the players. And I think that was something that we learned as a team and players and coaches and fans, that how loud we can be and how much that can impact the game.
Well, Ironman Field sounded like there was a concert going on, or like you guys had a huge game going on over here, Coach. Coach Jerry Staton standing next to us right here at the high school as the A-train gets ready to leave. But, Coach, sounds like you guys have made a little bit of part of your preparation this week.
Well, we have developed a signal system when we're in the shotgun. So people cheer your hearts out. You won't interfere with us one bit. And we practice all week long with loud crowd noise, and we're ready to go. That playing in the Dome last year was a good experience for us and reminded us that you need to be prepared in a lot of ways for this game.
You know, Coach, as we get up there last year, again, it was a great game. Unfortunately, we didn't come out with a win, but I thought we really battled and came back as the game went on. What are some of the other lessons that those kids can take away that are returning, the coaches have picked up from that experience, not only in the Dome, but just all of last year, the great run, getting first playoff wins, all those things last year? How has that helped you this year?
Well, when you're in the Final Four, the play is important, and there will be three or four plays that will make the difference in the game, and you don't know when those plays are coming. So you got to play your hearts out from play one to play 63 and let the chips fall where they may. But you got to play really hard. You got to make plays, reduce penalties, take care of the football. These opponents we're playing today, they really like to get you stood up and then try and strip the ball. So a lot of things we got to do. But their motto of this team is taking care of business. And that fits very aptly today. We got to go up there and take care of business.
You know, Coach, you had a great group of seniors last year, and But a lot of these guys have played up there, our sophomores and juniors from last year. Do you see a difference in those particular guys on the way they've approached this season and even this game?
Well, actually, our approach for every game is about the same. And we're not playing the opponent. We're playing ourselves. It's us against us. So where we're playing or what we're playing or what the score is, that doesn't matter. What matters is how well we play and to try to play up to our own abilities. And it's nice to have been in the Dome before, but so have all the other teams up there this year been in before. So that's not really a factor. You can't blame the crowd or the building or the turf. If you don't get it done, it's because you didn't take care of business.
Hey, Coach, it's a normal game out there tonight, but it is in a different place. It's in the Unit Dome, and it's going to be an electric environment. How do you get your guys prepared and focused just like it's any other game?
Well, first of all, it is just another game, and I don't believe in big games or little games, because if you have a big game, that means that some other games are little games, and that's when you get your knot on your noggin like we did against CMB. We didn't take them serious during that week, and they put one on us. So it's a different philosophy than anybody else, but we're not trying to be the best. We're trying to be our best, and that doesn't have anything to do with the field or the crowd or the weather or anything else. It has to do with us. We're in control. Once we start trying to beat the other team, then we have to worry about how big they are, how fast they are, what they do. John Wooden was one of the greatest basketball coaches the sport has ever known, and he didn't even scout the other team. He sent his players out to try and do their best, and I think that's a pretty good philosophy. We're going to live by it, and if we don't get it done, we'll salute the other team because they'll have to play a great game, and I'll tell you this, they better bring their heavy armor because we're going up there with intent to do some hitting.
Well, a comparison game is one that Albie doesn't play, but, man, I'll tell you right now, they can compare with anybody, Big D, because this is a very physical, fast, tough football team.
Oh, it is, and we've seen it all year long. And it didn't start, Coach Dayton will talk about, it doesn't start in August. You know, these guys, a lot of them quite literally started in seventh grade, really working, starting the basic concepts of the weight room, going off for track, all the extracurricular things they do besides football. And it's a culmination of all those hours and sweat and tears they've put in, and they deserve everything they get. And they've got to go out and still play. Nobody's going to give them anything.
You get what you deserve. I think I've heard Coach state that. Coach, this offensive line, in both sides of the line, you've done a really good job in the trenches this year. And I think your offensive line it really has to perform like a ballet, because if the steps are off, it's not so pretty. But, man, when they're on, it's one of the most beautiful things there is to see.
Well, we have a lot of power and strength involved, too. Plus, we have two running backs that are just really powerhouse running backs. And then we've got a little quick wing back that if you lose track of him, he's going to sting you, too. So it's like ham and eggs. They go together, the offensive line and the offensive backs. You can have a great back, but if you don't have a holder for him to run through, he's not going to make any yards. So that's just the way that it is, and our linemen take great pride. Coach Dykstra has done a super job developing our offensive line while he's been here, and we're very thankful for that.
You know, we go to the other side of the ball on the defensive side. It's been very impressive this year. You've got a lot of young men that returned as starters on that defensive squad. But the interceptions we've got, which is to me is as much a function of the defensive line putting pressure on the quarterback, making him make throws that maybe aren't as accurate, and then the corners and safeties and linebackers doing their part. But boy, that group has really worked well as well as the offensive side.
Well, when you're two platoon, you always have a good group coming back. If you're just going one way and you have seven people starting, that means that you're going to have seven holes the next year. And so next year we'll return, I think, 9 out of 11 on our defense. And that's a real benefit. Plus, guys get to rest on the sidelines. And we are ball hawks. We are 5 interceptions away from the state record for a season, all classes. Wow. That's pretty good.
Coach, what are the keys to tonight's game? And you usually have a word for the week. What is that word tonight?
The word of the week is focus, and the key to the victory is to take care of the football, no penalties, fight to the finish, and give it our best shot. That's the key to victory.
You know, Coach, maybe after the Williamsburg game, You know, I saw a quote in one of the papers that said that, you know, I think it was your birthday, and you said that you were, I won't give away your age over the air, but you said you felt like you were 40. When you see these buses pull up out here in the parking lot, does that kind of make you feel that way too?
Well, I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm 73, and I'm fortunate to have lived that long, and I've seen a lot of neat things happen, but on the inside, I don't feel like I look on the outside. And being around kids helps keep you young, and they're so enthusiastic and energetic and just so proud to be a part of the program. And I'm so proud of Albia for the way they support the in all the activities, not just in football, but the people in the play had to move it to Sunday night so we could have people go up and see the game. And we just cooperate like that here. And no jealousy amongst the coaches or sports. That's a great thing. And Albia should be proud that we're going to the semifinals. We earned it. We deserve to be there. And we'll go cheer for our guys and play hard and let the chips fall where they may. We're excited to get things going.
Head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, the A-Train, about to depart from the Albia High School as the buses have rolled in. They're going to be lining them up, getting them on. And we're here to help celebrate a send-off of the A-Train to Cedar Falls, the rebranded Thunderdome. Hy-Vee's here, got some hot chocolate to give away, so come out. Get around the team as they leave and get your hot chocolate and send them off in style. Dan, I don't know about you, buddy, but I'm all jacked up on the dew.
You don't, it doesn't take much this morning. Again, as T commented, you know, these three big charter buses come pulling in. I mean, that tells you something special is about to happen today, and that's the first sign you've got, and this is going to continue on all day long. From here, we're going to go up. I do want to also mention, when people are listening tonight, if they're listening to Stadium Channel, we're going to adjust our frequency just a little bit. 107.7 will get jammed a little bit, so we'll go 107.5, I believe, is the number we're looking at.
Absolutely. When you bring your headsets to the stadium, we'll have those insightful interviews, the post game or pregame starting right around 2 o'clock. We'll take you right to the opening kickoff, and we'll celebrate the win afterwards. So bring those headsets along, folks. We're going to be right back to Albia High School. This special edition of the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Hot chocolate here by Hy-Vee, and lots of excitement supported by the Blue Demons when we come back to send off the A train.
At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, all with no monthly service charges and no minimum balance requirements. We've done our homework. Come in and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the other so-called free checking accounts. Plus, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your debit cards and unused checks from your current financial institution. Make the switch to CFirst today. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project, and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new, longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call, and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have two new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and Mediacom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
My reality, I was tired. Tired of impersonal pharmacy service, long lines, and never seeing the same pharmacist behind the counter. I didn't know them, and they didn't know me. But I decided to try MediCap Pharmacy. They made transferring my prescriptions easy. The MediCap pharmacist even reviewed my medications and made suggestions that saved me money. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa MediCap Pharmacy store today. MediCap Pharmacy.
Why do customers keep coming back to Pete Harkness Auto Group? Just ask Julie and Steve Baker of Sheraton.
I've already told my kids, if they're looking for a new car, to go see Steve at Pete Harkness. I mean, he's just a great guy. And you know how sometimes it's hard to buy a car when you get a car salesman. Kind of get that taken out of it, that whole equation of the car salesman. We were going to purchase or lease. We weren't sure. We don't put a lot of miles on a car, so we were kind of looking at doing a lease just because we knew we could standard the mileage and it would be a lower payment. And there's several options of cars that we were kind of looking at in that SUV crossover. Bunch knows leases inside and out. So he was able to find us different leases, and the Enclave was the best. And we were going back and forth on different options to kind of keep our payment lower. And he was able to find different things. Like, we wanted to go with a cheaper wheel, and when he actually looked at the nicer, more expensive, shiny wheel, made the payment lower. You don't get that everywhere you go.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner live from the Albia High School. The A train about to depart to the Unidome as Albia in Blue Demon Nation invades the Thunderdome as we rebranded the KIC Thunderdome. And gentlemen, the guys are starting to come in, and you forget about this cold weather, Big T, when you're this excited for football.
I tell you what, man, I refuse to be cold right now. I mean, it's cool seeing these guys come in, and actually, you look at them, they got a smile on their face, but you can tell they're ready to play football.
You know, that's something you talk about that too. When we did player interviews, and we'll have that tonight being pregame, they're very loose and relaxed, but they know what's at hand. You know, they know the game there. But I really like the vibe that the guys give off. And folks, when you're listening to pregame, you're going to hear, at least on my interviews, the guys were just loose and cutting it up, and it was hard to get an interview done. And that doesn't mean they're taking the game lightly. It just means they're really enjoying the moment and soaking it all in, Christian.
Oh, yeah, no, I know all these boys, and they're always excited. Bryce Lushen, for one, I remember doing it last year, and it's like, I read him like a book. I mean, just those comments out of that kid, you can just feel he's loose, he's ready to go. And you know, at game time, he's so focused, and he makes those big hits.
Look at this trio of fun over here. No, don't go anywhere, Coach Farrington. He's trying to sneak away. Coach, you usually show up and with me on the Coach's Corner after a 50-point showing by your offense, so... We anticipate that must be the optimism you see in yourself today.
Well, we're not going up there to get shut out or anything like that. So we've been working real hard. Coach Staten put together a great game plan. We're counting on the special teams to make a big play for us on punts and kickoffs, kickoff returns. You know, you just never know how those guys are going to score. Defensively, Coach O is pretty confident that those guys are ready to play, and they seem very excited about the opportunity. So, you know, those things combined, we should be looking forward to a great game.
You know, that's one thing we've seen is a very balanced team all year long. But staying on that offensive side for just a little bit, Coach, I've really been impressed in the playoffs how we've really mixed things up and even opened up that playbook more. You know, we saw the bootleg the last two games a lot more than I thought we did all year long. Passing game we're trying to work on, still get that developed because you've got a great quarterback and receivers. Talk about how much fun that is still to be able to balance out that offense and really do different things and different formations and different personnel.
Well, we've got a situation where, you know, we've had some kids step up last week. Nate caught a pass, and, Gannon Osen caught a couple of passes. And so those are situations where the other team now has a couple more things to defend. I don't want to give away the game plan, but I've told you before, Coach Staten has this unofficial playbook. And I think most of those unofficial plays are for certain situations in playoff games. So you never know what he's going to pull out of the hat, but we've definitely got a lot of talented kids who can pull off those kinds of plays.
T, I think we're going to see a team on a dry, flat, perfect environment field, buddy.
Yeah, I know. And Coach, you know, we come into this game, our offense ranked first in 2A. We go up against a second-ranked defense in 2A. You know, by looking at tape, what do you see out of this Sioux Center team defensively that we have to contend with?
Well, they got a lot of big, strong boys. They, they're all in the 6'4" range, 200 pounds or so. They got some big, fast kids who can play football, and they wouldn't get there if they weren't really great football players. So they've got some outstanding athletes on their side, and you know, it comes down to who's going to make a mistake here or who's going to make a mistake there, whether that's a missed block or a missed opportunity, you leave points on the board, those kinds of things. So, you know, we just put our kids in positions to succeed and then go out there and let them make plays.
The most impressive thing to me this year is the offensive line coach and how they're making big old holes for your running backs and the offensive quarterback to run and make those great plays. I would see, talk a little bit about how great it is to call your plays when you have such a great offensive line.
Well, you know, there's certain things that we're always going to try to do, and it helps when you've got the guys up front who can get those holes opened up. You know, we got great running backs who can run through there, and you know, it's just part of an overall strategy that we have. And, you know, sometimes you run the ball, and sometimes you fake running the ball and throw a pass or send the quarterback around the corner. But those are all made or possible by the offensive line. And those guys have just done a great job all year. They're big. They're strong. They put in the time in the weight room. If you're familiar with our offense, and I know you are, Christian, because you played that spot, but each kid has a different thing to do on each different play. So we run about 100 different plays, so each one of them has to know about 100 different things, which – if you've had these kids in the classroom, it's pretty amazing that we do as well as we do.
You know, I'm with the running backs coach, Justin Huber. Justin's certainly no stranger to the Blue Demon program. Being a player, has come through coaching at different levels in the last few years. And Justin, I know you tell me quite often how really it's your leadership as a running backs coach that's really made the difference on this team. You want to talk about that?
I don't think it's my leadership at all. No, those guys come to practice every day, and they get better. They do it on their own. I just guide them along the way.
Oh, I'm just teasing you. But how fun is it, though, your first year as the running backs coach to have two tailback and fullback in KJ and Carter, the Iceman Isley, to work with and have them in there? I mean, that's a great feeling for you. You got linemen there making great holes, but it's got to be good for you to working with guys like that really have that ethic that can teach the younger guys as you continue on through this program to show them what it's all about.
Yeah, it's been great this year, and you know, Coach Wynn was my mentor, so I had some big shoes to fill, and he said if I didn't get the job done, he was coming back. So,
you know, we look forward to tonight. I assume just kind of pound it out and see those guys run and see if the defense for Sioux Center can kind of keep up with our guys.
Yeah, we got a good running game established, and with Carter and KJ and Baker, it's going to be real hard for them to know where the ball's going.
You know, and Coach Carter has amassed, you know, certainly a school record and in yards. And how's you know, he's got to take a pounding, you know, in there. And how's he doing physically?
Physically, he's doing really well. You know, Carter's strong physically and mentally, and he's overcome a lot, and he's learned a lot this year, and he's learned what it takes to be as good as he is. And, you know, he does take a pounding, but he doesn't take a pounding as much because we have that offensive line that blows them plays up for him.
The thing that impresses me most about Carter Isley is how much he has progressed during the season, and the big thing that I see is his legs always moving, even after contact. It actually reminds me of you when you played football. I remember one game against Davis County where you got three guys dragging them. Tell them a little about Carter Isley and how he keeps his feet going.
You know, Carter, we've talked to him about they don't have to get tackled when they get hit. They just keep their feet moving, and they'll keep gaining yards. And Carter's developed that more and more as the season's gone on. You know, first game we played, he'd hit and fall down. I'm like, Carter, just keep your feet moving. You'll keep going. And, you know, he's developed, and he's gotten better, and he's learned that he's stronger than a lot of these kids, and his legs are, and he just keeps going and keeps gaining yards.
Well, Coach Huber, we appreciate you taking time. Let's roll Demon. Hey, let's move to the other side of the ball here. We got some of the defensive coaches here. Right beside me is Coach Hill. And, Coach, special teams and also on the defensive side, you've done a great job. We talked to Coach Staten about the interceptions that the team's been able to amass this year, and that's certainly a lot of great work by your corners, your safeties and linebackers, and the defensive line creating that pressure. But, you know, how fun is it to be working with these guys and to be able to adjust and do the different things that these guys have done?
It's a great feeling. Opportunity doesn't happen every day, and when you get a group of special guys like this, it just makes it that much more fun. We enjoy practices, we work hard, we have fun, but yet we're serious when we need to be serious, and just a great group of guys.
You know, Coach, out of the four teams that are left, you know, in Class 2A, it looks like Sioux Center, you know, is more of a passing team, I guess, than any other of the teams. You know, and they got some good size outside, you know, 6'3", 6'4". What have you guys done this week to prepare for some of that?
Well, we're going to stick to our game plan. We're going to attempt to stop the run first and make them throw. Obviously, when you have some defensive backs and linebackers like we have, we like the odds in our favor of putting the ball up in the air and letting our kids go get it. So we're really not going to change a whole lot of anything. We're gonna attempt to stop the run and make them throw, and whatever happens, happens, and it's going to be good for Albia today.
Man, your defensive backs, Coach, they always had those eyes on the quarterback and the receiver, and they see those balls, and they're like magnets out there. And they're, Coach Statham said it earlier in one of our interviews, and he said, we're only 5 interceptions away from a state record. And that really gives credit to you, Coach.
Well, you know, again, we've got some great athletes. And coaches, as Coach Statham has said before, they get a lot of credit when things go good and all the bad negative things when things go bad. And you know, I'm fortunate to have the group that I have. I've honestly never seen a group of guys that are as talented, 3 of them anyway, in the same season that we have the opportunity to have now. So, again, it makes a lot of fun to coach these guys. We go to practice, we work our tails off, and we know good things are going to happen.
You know, and then we go to the other part that you work a lot with is the special teams. You know, we see you getting the guys ready for kickoff, kick returns, and we know what they can do on a punt and punt return. You know, talk about the Billy. You've got so much speed on those special teams that you can work with, and that really creates opportunities on both sides of the ball. Talk about, you know, how that is to work with those guys.
Well, again, I don't care how good of a coach you are, you're not going to coach speed. And when you have it, you better take advantage of it. We look for things where we can take advantage of some mismatches on the other side, depending on what special team it is. Fortunately, you know, we've got a kicker that can kick the ball deep, and the mentality of our kickoff coverage that, hey, I don't want you to kick it in the end zone every time. I want to go down and hit somebody right in the mouth. And that's a great feeling when guys are begging to get on the kickoff team. And punt return, we're very dangerous. Kickoff return, we're very dangerous. You know, and I'm looking for just a little seam to get some of that speed through that seam and see what happens today. But they work very, very hard. Again, as a special teams coach, I get a lot of credit when credit's not due because I rely a lot on my players to execute what they're supposed to execute.
You know, Coach, in talking about kick return, I've always been curious myself, you know, when we have the opportunity to return the ball on that little, whether we're going to hand off or the fake handoff, I mean, is that something that's set up before, or is that something that just kind of progresses, as the play progresses?
No, that's set up before. They do have the option to do a little bit of things differently. I don't want to give them too much leeway, but we set that up prior, and so everybody knows what their jobs are and how to execute what we want to try to do. But again, you know, depending on how the kick comes too, you know, if it goes to where we don't want it to go, then they have an option to do something different and get what they can get.
I'm down here with Coach Odeffert, the head defensive coach for the Albia Blue Demons. Coach, all year long we've been seeing how physical, how mentally tough the defense is. I know last week against Williamsburg, you guys were in the red zone a couple of times and you had to make some pretty big stops. Coach, how do you motivate your guys, and what is the game plan maybe for tonight?
Well, I'll start with the goal line stuff. You know, when you get pinned back deep there, you know, the guys' back's against the wall, and they got to be tough, they got to be physical, and they got to stop the run. And most teams want to run the football down that area, so, you know, we stack the box and try to come after them. And the game plan for tonight, you know, all season, stop the run. I mean, this team wants to run the football, and they do some spread formations to do that, but they'll run the football if you let them, and they won't stop running until you stop it. So we're going to try to take care of the run game first, and then if they put the ball in there, they're going to make some mistakes, so...
You know, I think it's been impressive all year long. The coaches, you guys have done a great job adjusting to your opponents. But really in the playoffs, you've faced some different opponents, and you've had to kind of tweak the base formation, if you will. We don't change who we are, but yet you have to modify a little bit to the team you're playing. I've really been impressed with how you're able to do that and really rise to the occasion and figure out the other team's offense. And that's got to be fun to work again with the kind of group of kids you got, the coaches that you have to make that all happen.
Yeah, I mean, offenses in this day and age are so complicated. You see so many variations, but what we try to do as coaches is look at what they do best. And you know, every football team has something they do best and that's something they want to do. And if you can take that away and have them go to their plan B, they're going to struggle. So we try to do that, and the kids buy into it, and they see it on film, and repetitions, you know, fasten the thought. And by Friday or whenever Friday is, we're usually ready to play.
And, Coach, you know, the last couple games we've only had, you know, a couple days of preparation before we got to go back into a game. How much have you liked to have a full week?
Now, we've been able to watch more film this week than I think the guys are sick of it. Now, we pull up a formation as coaches and we say, what do they want to do out of this? And the kids repeat it. And, you know, so they're at the point where they're just itching to hit somebody. And they know what they do and they know what the game plan is. And they've executed all year. So I think they're just dying to get out there and play football and do what they do.
My Uncle Jimmy always told me, Coach, that you have to be smart to play offense, but crazy to play defense. And I see every single week out there, you have Bryce Leshen, Blake Lawless, and others out there that are just crazy, and they're ready to go and hit someone out there.
Yeah, you got to have a different mentality. You got to have the mentality that you'll put your head through a wall. And we have a lot of those guys, but we also have some smart football players. So you need a good balance. But I agree with you. You need a different mindset than the offensive guys.
And talking to the guys, you know, we did a little pregame interviews, and just I'm amazed how relaxed they are and how they really have a good time. They don't get too worked up. It seems like you see them on the sideline when you guys are off the field, or you're able to coach them up. Are they just truly that calm and relaxed almost in any situation?
Yeah, it's almost scary to a point. They're just a relaxed, confident group of kids. And, you know, even at times where, you know, Pella Christian went down on their first drive and scored, Clarenda went down on their first drive and scored, and you'd think there'd be some, you know, not really panic, but some type of emotion. You know, they come back and they give you feedback. Well, I missed a tackle here, right? Or I didn't turn the ball back inside. And they usually, I mean, they're so calm and cool. And most of the time that's good, but sometimes you want to maybe have a little bit more of an edge.
Well, Coach, we look for a great game. Go get them tonight. Let's roll Demon.
Yep, go Demons.
Again, the defensive coordinator for this Blue Demon squad, Coach Chad Odeford. We're looking forward to a great contest tonight, guys. You know, really impressive with how they do. We've got Dave Paxton here with us, the publisher of the Albion newspaper. Dave, you know, second year in a row, we're going back up to the Dome. It's starting to feel comfortable, like we belong there. It's really a fun experience to go through. What are your thoughts and impressions of this season and what today might mean?
To look back at the whole season, it's hard to put that in just a few words. I mean, you look at missing an unbeaten season for the second year in a row by, you know, just a mistake or two. This is a team I think going in, maybe people didn't, you know, have the high expectations. I think, and the guys did. The guys knew what they had trained for and what they wanted to do. You never want to compare teams here. But boy, I tell you what, this team, the offensive line, the defensive linebacking core, special teams, it's as good as it's ever been. So it's exciting. And the other thing, I think the starry-eyed factor is gone. And as much as you know, the coaches say, well, we were prepared and all. Last year, you can't walk on that Unidome floor and hear the noise and see the size of the dome and stuff without thinking, oh my gosh, what am I in for? These guys, they've been there. You know, they were there as sophomores and juniors. So it's going to be all business. They'll be ready to play.
Yeah, you know, it was great to see, and kind of Hoosier-esque last year, you know, when you come in there and you realize that it's still 100 yards and the goalposts look the same, but yet it is different. And I don't think people realize, you talk about that offensive line, and we continue to talk about it every game. You know, most of all those guys return. You know, we got them on offense and defensive side, and I think that's been so huge for us. I think that's what elevated us last year as much as anything, and it's what got us back there again this year, and a lot of moving parts. And that's not taking one thing away from last year's senior class, which is just so many athletes, but that's what programs do, as Coach Staton talked about. You just start plugging in and fill the next man.
Well, yeah, you don't criticize last year's offensive line because they're this year's offensive line. They were babies last year, and without Hunter Girths. I mean, they were young, almost all sophomores and juniors, and you just forget about that when we get penalties for pancaking people and then pushing off the ground on them. I mean, I hate those penalties, but wow, is that exciting, because there are guys laying all over the field on their backs. And that's just how good that line is.
Hey, Dave. Hey, you've been doing the Albion newspaper for a while and gone to many Albion football games. What makes this team maybe different than any other Albion football team in the past?
Well, other than the size and the quality of the line, I think the absolute speed, and I was teasing some people about our T-shirts were going up there, and they have the little shoes hanging on the side of the dome, the word dome, and I said it like in 40 years they'll say, hey, a track team went to the Union Dome. Well, that's the truth. The speed in our linebacking and backfield is just sensational, and then you get it into our backfield, and it's littered with guys that have performed at the state track meet. So I think speed and then just that overall size and you know, we don't talk a lot about the defensive line, but if you look at the numbers of tackles for loss and sacks, you see people that are, I mean, they're just in the face of the opposing offense, and a lot, and like, for instance, Brendan Bassett, who is a junior, he's still a baby too, but he doesn't have a whole lot of tackles, but he's being double teamed a lot, which leaves a line for the linebackers to come in and make the sack or drop for, and all of that, you know, plays into the quality of this team. So speed, size, offensive line.
Oh, I guess really the only thing I wanted to ask Dave was, how did the newspaper guys get on the sidelines and the radio guys don't?
Well, of course, you know, other than being, you know, special human beings, I have no idea. You guys can't be on the sideline now. Apparently, you can speak from the stands, and we have to shoot our photographs standing now. I think I'm going to be sitting in the stands too, though, today, because we're covering the field with as many photographers as we can, so the kids have a lot of great memories. But no, I didn't know that, and you know, I would have put in a good word for you.
Thank you.
I don't know who I would have put that in for, but yeah.
Well, Dave, we appreciate everything you do and the coverage you bring, not only to the football program, but to all of Albia's outstanding programs, athletic, academic, performing arts. Appreciate the good work, and let's go get the Blue Demon victory.
Hey, yeah, go Blue, and on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, come out and see Aladdin. It is a fabulous play, and the kids, we just have Unidome-type kids in all of our programs, so go Blue.
There we go. You don't want to miss any of the things going on in Albia. Thank you, Dave Paxton. We'll be right back after a short time out here. You're listening to Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, all with no monthly service charges and no minimum balance requirements. We've done our homework. Come in and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the other so-called free checking accounts. Plus, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your debit cards and unused checks from your current financial institution. Make the switch to CFirst today. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
The sounds of Christmas are in the air at your Sinclair Tractor location, or at least the sound of laughter as children play in the John Deere toys section. Sinclair Tractor wants to help you with your holiday shopping by offering you 20% off on all in-stock John Deere toys. Santa elves can help you with your selection, but make sure you stop by your Sinclair Tractor location between now and November 22nd. Santa is only offering you 20% off in-stock toy items for this short time. So hurry in, make your selection, and watch the magic. John Deere toys always bring a smile. Remember this holiday season, Sinclair Tractor, they'll have the perfect gift for children of all ages.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance to several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. Email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
Hi everyone, Sam here with KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. I'm excited to announce that due to our overwhelming success at our current location, we are branching out. That's right, we're opening our second store. Washington, Iowa will be the location, and Justin Johnston will be the man to see. The best part is, by having two locations, we now have access to twice as many vehicles, which makes it that much easier to find the car that's right for you. I would like to say a special thank you to all the customers who made this possible. We are looking forward to doing business with all of you again in the future. That's KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa, where we are the next big thing.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods. They're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. You'll save this week on family packs of 80% lean ground beef in 2 to 3 pound packages, just $3.79 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice family packs of lean and meaty country style pork ribs are $2.19 per pound. And Surefine Basted Young Turkeys are 99 cents per pound. That's Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Do I really need to call before I did? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
More than 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable. Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. The A-Train is about to depart from Albia High School. We're over here celebrating this special edition of the Coach's Corner. And Albia, guys, is going to look like a scene from The Walking Dead here this afternoon, because nobody's going to be alive here in Albia. I think the entire town of Albia is on its way to Cedar Falls.
Yeah, we got the three charter buses here. Crowds are lining up, getting ready to board and get up there and send the kids off in style. And it's quite a crowd and quite a scene we got developing here, let alone what's going to happen come 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, if you're out and about, get on over to the Albia High School. Hy-Vee's got hot chocolate here. The fans are lined up. We're going to give them a proper send-off as a team on three buses. Three buses to take this team to the Uni Dome that we rebranded as the KIC Thunderdome, as the Blue Demon Nation will invade Cedar Falls here in about 2 hours. This caravan of Albia will take over Cedar Falls. Big T, this has been the longest yet shortest week of my life, buddy, because I've been so excited for this football game, and I think everybody's been anxiously anticipating today's game.
Oh, fans and players alike. You know, I've been ready for this game since I started.
I know the kids are excited, the fans are excited, But it looks like Dan's caught up with the nervous Nelly over there. There's a guy that's paced out the grass. We're going to have to re-sod the lawn here because you caught up with a dad that looks like he's on anxiety medication.
Yeah, the good news is I didn't prep him or prepare him for this at all, and he is very, very nervous. But with me is Kelly Romanko, who is the proud father of Ryan Romanko, the offensive guard on this team. Kelly, what's it mean for you as a parent? I mean, it's just to see your son go back the second year in a row and be playing at the Dome, and how proud must you be for your son the way he performs?
I'm very proud of that, Dan. Just can't believe it. I'm living on the highest cloud in the sky right now. He's great.
You know, he's worked hard, and certainly we've gone through coaching the youth program. You and I have been together coaching them in different sports, and we've seen how these kids as a whole just worked hard from day one. We've seen them at 9 and 10 years old, how these guys have worked. And you know specifically the effort that Ryan's put in to get himself here. What's the meaning, in the mornings, you get them and take them to weightlifting before you could drive, and all those hours you put in. You know, talk a little bit about all that time and the commitment for him and you as well and the family.
Well, I can't really take credit for him to go to the weight room because that was his mother, because I was already at work. But she did her part. She got up every morning, 5 o'clock, brought him over to the weight room, made him what he is today, made him the strong kid. You know, we've said since these kids were 9 and 10 years old, can't wait until they're juniors, sophomores, juniors, seniors, because we'll be at the Dome. And that's just how proud parents we are of these kids.
And I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about how proud you are as parents. This isn't the only child you have that is excelling at a high level. Talk about what else has been going on with you this fall with your daughters here.
Ryan's twin daughter, Hannah, made all-conference, academic, and honorable mention. Couldn't be more proud of that. Made some amazing catches during the softball season also. And really changed the game around in a couple of them playoff games.
Freshmen are making their way to the bus right now. Give it up for the freshmen.
There we go.
Handsome group of guys ready to go do business at the Dome. And I've caught up with Carter Isley's mom and the Iceman Isley. Well, I don't. He doesn't get his athleticism from his dad, but. What is it like to be a mom in this type of environment when you know so much is on the line? What goes through a mom's mind?
Oh, it's crazy. We just enjoy every minute. It's fun. Just go up and have a good time and roll demon!
She's not excited. She's not excited. That's the good part. She's staying composed, Big T, but she doesn't appear to be very excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
Well, we're looking for more parents as we want to torment the parents. Where's she at? Oh, my gosh, Patty, get over here. Patty Baker, mom of the touchdown maker.
Hello.
Are you now? Did you show him those moves? Because he looks like a mixture of Elvis and Michael Jackson on the football field.
Yeah, he learned it all from me.
Told you, Dan, you didn't believe me. So what's game day look like in the Baker family?
It's pretty low key most of the time.
As exciting of a player he is, Matt's really kind of a calm kid, isn't he?
He is very much so.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the mom's prediction of tonight's football game?
I think that the Blue Demons are going to have an awesome game. They're going to do an awesome job on the field and just enjoy every minute of it.
We'll have lots of fun. Matt Baker's touchdown maker's mommy right there. Jenny, come on, Jenny, you can't hide. We know that Kelly, we know he lacked athleticism, but and so, you know, you've had to give that to the kids. So tell us about what you've done to give Ryan such a head start at football.
They've just been so much fun to watch since they were tiny, and he's always had a positive attitude, and everything's always fine, and he always tells me we're a little bit better than the team we're playing, so.
He always has a great big smile on his face, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, look who you caught up with, Big D.
We got another proud pop over here, Doug Osing, who's a proud dad of two participants in the Unidome in 2 years in a row. Griffin last year, we've talked a lot about him, but boy, Gannon, what a great year. He had two amazing catches last week with hot passes coming to him. He put his hands right on and caught it. What's that mean for you to have two sons playing in successive years in the Unidome, Doug?
Well, it's very exciting. Not something that happens every day. You know, two consecutive years and having sons be able to play and start in both of them is really an honor.
And we talked about, you know, it isn't just something that happened overnight. These guys, both your boys, the whole team, have really worked for years on that. And it's got to mean a lot to know that all the work they've put in is really coming to fruition and they get a chance to showcase their talents and showcase their abilities.
Oh, absolutely. Weight room started years ago, and they just keep pushing. Look at all the strong kids we have now, the 200 Club. It's a great thing to have.
Well, there you go, Doug Osing, another proud daddy out there, and I appreciate it. Go Blue Demon!
Roll Demon!
Oh, there you go, hey, now the parents are excited, Dan, and I know you what they're going to need. You know what we need right now? Girls, I caught up with the Albie cheerers. We need the perfect cheer!
We're not number 5, not number 4, number 3, number 2. We're number 1! Let's go, Blue!
The cheerleaders are ready. The fans are ready. Big T, are you ready, Big Dog?
Gassed up,
ready,
buddy.
Get your mic on. How about that?
How
could you not be excited to play football for Albia? You know, you look at what's going to unfold here in a few minutes, Dan. It's going to be a caravan of Albia fans heading to Cedar Falls. You've got great parents.
Yeah.
The administration, we haven't talked about that yet, guys. With the administration here, the buy-in, the full commitment to all of our athletic and extracurricular programs, Dan. There's no way you couldn't be really proud to be one of these football players.
Absolutely. You know, you just get the support from all directions, and these guys have worked hard to get where they are, and the support they get from the school, the parents, the community as a whole has just been amazing.
You can hear the noise. You can hear the Blue Demons getting ready to come out of the tunnel to take the bus here in just a second. As the Blue Demons are about to ready to roll, and we're going to have to roll here in just a few minutes. But, guys, before we get there, what is the one thing you're looking forward to most, Big C, today that tells you Albie's going to have a big day?
Well, one, I'm excited to see how the fans are going to be there. I think it's going to be more than last year, and I can't wait to see how awesome the offensive line is out there tonight. Having Hunter Gerst out there who missed it last year, he's going to have the experience that he never had, and he's going to dominate tonight.
Oh, T, I tell you what, you guys talk about the trenches, but these trenches have been so good for Albie all year long.
We got to control the line of scrimmage, both offensively, defensively. You know, hopefully make a couple of good special teams plays, and we'll come out on top this afternoon.
I'm looking forward to the return trip, that's for sure. It's going to be awesome out there, babe. Big sea of blue. The Cedar Falls, they know what they're getting. We've been there last year.
You know, we invaded the town of Cedar Falls, took it over, and you could see the look on their faces as we came into town. They did not expect a little old town of Albia, Iowa, to tune in.
Yeah, and then, like I said, they know what's coming. They're preparing for it. They got all the seats cleaned off, ready to roll. Here come the Blue Demons.
Here comes your Blue Demons! The business-like look of this Blue Demon football team, Dan. Look in Karen Judge's eyes and Carter Isley. They are jacked up and ready to go.
It's all business. All business.
Had a baby. No Ryanator. Matt Baker, touchdown maker, coming out. Bryce and Blake. Hey, guys, they've got it locked in. They have got it locked in, and you better have it locked in, folks, listening around to all this great big country of ours at www.kicradio.com. 2 o'clock, we'll have the pregame show starting, and you can bring your headsets to 107.5.
Here comes the coaches.
Coaches are coming. The D is ready. There's Coach Farrington all jacked up, ready to go. And how about this, guys? We talk about the football team, but how about this? These managers and our support staff?
Look at all the stuff they're carrying. I mean, they got their work cut out for them. They take their jobs very serious, supporting this team the best way they can.
Coach Fulkers and that D-line going to have I'll tell you what, that D-line, have they played lights out or what, Big T?
They have, man.
Big cheers going
out. And the head coach of the Albie Blue Demons, head coach Jerry Staton. And the cheerleaders will follow up, and we're going to follow them up. And you can keep it locked in all day long right here at KIC Thunder Country. And we're going to get you the 2 o'clock We'll have our pregame show, and of course, with the kickoff of 4 o'clock. And guys, man, that's gonna be a long trip up there. But I can't wait to get to Cedar Falls and get to the Thunderdome.
Oh, it's good to be back home. That's for sure. Back in the dome.
Dome, sweet dome, Big T. And buddy, bring your headsets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to be on 107.5, which is a little bit different this week. But, yeah, get us tuned in. Bring your headsets. It's going to be a great game.
What do you think, Big C?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's roll, Demons!
Roll, Demons, roll! You've been listening to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. And Blue Demon Nation's rolling to Cedar Falls. We'll see you at 2 o'clock.
The voice of Lake Rathbun, the Blue Demons, and the Cyclones, here on KIIC Albia.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. America's top military leader is in Iraq.